This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 482 for Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday, taking back yesterday's gains. Canola down $17.10 in the November contract at $838.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed also down on the day. Strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on values, although activity was thin and choppy. Crop conditions are thought to be relatively favorable for the time being across most of the prairies, with Manitoba and Saskatchewan seeing some rain today. However, the longer-range outlooks call for warmer and drier conditions, which should be keeping some weather premiums in the futures. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, wheat also down at the final bell after trading to both sides of unchanged. Soybeans saw a bit of a correction after yesterday's advances, the November contract down 22 cents at $13.58 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 61% good to excellent in the latest report. That's down 1 point from the previous week. Blooming was pegged at 48%, slightly off the 55% average. China was reportedly in the market making large purchases of new crop U.S. soybeans, but there was no confirmation in the daily USDA reporting. At the same time, concerns over increasing COVID cases in China and the likelihood of stricter lockdown measures did raise some questions over the country's demand. Malaysia is reportedly keeping its palm oil export tax at 8%, despite a move by nearby Indonesia to suspend its own export taxes through August. Corn, also pressured lower by the relatively favorable crop conditions, the September contract down 15 cents at $5.96 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop held steady at 64% good to excellent. That beat expectations for a slight downgrade on the week. Updated forecasts calling for more rain over the next 10 days were also bearish, but hot temperatures are also being watched. The excessive heat in Europe cutting into crop prospects there was also providing some support for the U.S. futures. Wheat traded mixed throughout the day, ending lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the September contract at $9.30 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in September at $8.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat holding closer to unchanged, down only half a cent at the final bell in the September contract at 8.12 and a quarter. The U.S. spring wheat crop was rated 71% good to excellent. That's up 1 point from the previous week and beating expectations. Meanwhile, the U.S. winter wheat harvest is 70% done. That's slightly off the 75% pre-report estimate. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.